Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody out in Crab Nation. It's Crab Diving coming at you live a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific, a little bit after 5 p.m. on the Eastern Coast. It's 1 p.m. Alaska time or so. If it ain't that time, you're listening to a rerun, or you've possibly downloaded us as a podcast on crabdiving.com, on iTunes, or on Stitcher. Either way, we are grateful for whatever trickle-down you've given us of your ear time. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Hola, hola, hola.
Hola, hola. Again, from the cabin out in the middle of, from the little Kaczynski cabin out in the middle of Talkeetna, Alaska.
And it does sound like I'm broadcasting from a cabin. I listened back to the show today. It sounds like I have a microphone hooked up to and I'm inside a shoebox.
It's a wee echoey. It's not the optimal studio situation there. But
no, it's not.
You can hear what you're saying. It's not
No.
How's it? This is your last day in Alaska. How's it going?
It's good. I was denied a flight seeing tour.
Oh, you're absolutely not disappointed in that.
The airport said the clouds are too packed in.
Packed.
Yeah. I guess if you can fly into these clouds they have up here, but you have to fly on the instruments.
Oh, God. There's mountains back there.
Yeah, and then sometimes there's ice in the clouds and it freezes to the wings, and then you have to put her down where the fuck ever.
Nice.
Yeah. I was talking to this one Bush pilot.
Bush.
At the Fairview Inn in downtown Talkeetna.
Is that
and
a
he
plug?
Was telling me. Yes.
Did you get paid for that endorsement?
Oh, yes. Lots of money. I'm karmically paid. This guy told me that he was sent on a mission to go, somebody flew out somewhere remote in Alaska, and their plane got stuck in the snow, and they wanted him to land his plane and dig them out. And he was like, fuck no, I'm not landing, then I'll get stuck. So I was like, what'd you do? He goes, I just dropped some shovels out of my plane and went about my business.
God, hopefully they were warned first.
Yeah, here's some shovels, asshole. Have fun. Welcome to Alaska.
Ah! The shovels raining from the sky.
Oh, my God.
I believe the Chicago Cubs have wrapped it up. Finally.
Did they win?
Have won their game, yeah. 2-0.
Hey, they're at 500.
Against the evil St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh, my God.
There you go. Good news.
Wow. I didn't even think of listening to that game. I wonder who pitched. Jake Arrieta versus Michael Wacha, maybe?
Doesn't matter. Listen, tonight there'll be a brand new, I don't know if they'll talk about it or not, if they've already recorded, but the a brand new spanking episode of the Sportstastic Daily Upper Decker podcast tonight, 8 p.m., streaming for you here on the network, which runs 24/7 for your ear holes, everybody. crabdiving.com/live. All kinds of stuff going on here.
If you want to run down for the Daily Upper Decker, the boys recap the Final Four. The Cubs have somehow found a way to embarrass themselves even more. What the fuck does that mean?
Fuck, you know, We need to have rebuttal time on the network. We've got a fucking, he's a Brewers fan, right?
Yeah.
Running that show.
I wonder what the story with the Cubs are. I'm just totally out of it today. I've been working and doing a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I know that there's still an investigation into how the Cubs came about hiring Joe Madden. Because they're thinking that they might have negotiated with him while he was still under contract with the Tampa Bay Rays, which I guess is a big fat fucking no-no.
Shenanigans?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, who really gives a shit? Oh, my God. Cubs add portable potties at Wrigley to ease bathroom lines.
Yeah, I heard that, wasn't it that they there was an hour-long wait at the bathroom? Because I guess the bathrooms weren't completely done. How could you have a baseball game and not have the fucking bathrooms done? There's social media out there of people who took Snapchats and fucking Vines and Twitters of cans of urine and cups of urine because people were just like, fuck it, I'm going to piss in a glass and leave it sitting here next to this pole.
That must be what they're referring to on the Decker, because this is horrible. How much are tickets? I'm sorry, I don't pay baseball ticket prices to go shit. I mean, out here in Alaska, they'd be like, oh, look at those nice porta potties.
That's what I miss about living in that neighborhood in Chicago, though, was the times in the summer where I'd get off work early and be able to literally hop off the train, wait until like the middle of the second inning and scalp like a $5 bleacher ticket.
Oh my God.
Or something.
They had
the game started. People were desperate to get rid of them. So for $5, you could get a bleacher ticket and go in and watch a fucking Cubs game. It was awesome.
Yeah. 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 But man, that neighborhood had such a problem with people pissing in the alleys though.
Right.
They did.
Civilized.
Sports fans are gross. Wow, 38 men's and 34 women's porta potties on the left field side of the park.
I would think the women's would be a little more on the urgent side.
I guess.
Don't you think?
Other than
trough action going on there at Wrigley? I thought.
Yeah. I think these were all. Yes, they do. But I think mainly people had to use porta potties.
Gross.
God, that sucks.
Gross, gross, gross.
It's the second oldest stadium in Major League. First, Boston, Fenway.
Well, they just remodeled the fuck out of it, though, right? I mean,
yeah.
Wasn't part of the deal that they were getting rid of those nets that were hanging from the ceiling? Remember that for years? Nets hanging from the ceiling to catch the falling concrete.
Oh, God.
Remember that shit?
God, yeah, that was horrible. I mean, you're sitting in a... I mean, yes, it's an historical building, but I mean, I don't want to die in it.
Well, yeah, maybe glue that shit back up there.
Yeah. Waits up to an hour at some restrooms, with some fans resorting to using cups to relieve themselves.
There you go.
Many photos were posted to social media sites, an unwelcome issue for the Cubs as they open their season with a new manager and their perennial high hopes.
Welcome, new manager.
I mean, he doesn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
But I mean, maybe there's nothing behind the whole Joe Madden scandal. I mean, I bet they reached out to that guy before his contract was over. They had to,
well,
right?
Well, but these are, I mean, is this like illegal? Is this a gentleman's agreement? Is it in the league rules? Is it...
I think it's in the league rules. I don't think it's a gentleman's agreement. I think they can be fined, which why would they give a shit?
And by the way, nothing that those guys would ever agree to would be even remotely considered a gentleman's agreement.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
I feel weird, like, oh, they violated a rule about negotiating with someone for a highly overpaid position. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'm glad Joe Madden's the manager, I guess. I mean, his first debut for the Cubs was a big L, a big lose.
Right.
At least he won today.
To the fucking Cardinals at home. And then, 50-50. You think they'll maintain that for a while?
500? I mean, I would take 500. If they ended the season with 500 baseball, I don't know. I mean, with the lineup there, I don't want to turn this into the sports show. Right. But really, without that Chris Bryant, the third base phenom that they sent down to the minor leagues so they could save a little money, if they brought him up, that's a contending team, but not with the lineup they have. Blah, blah, blah.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to the sports show tonight if you want more information, although I have a feeling the Upper Decker may be focusing on the cups of urine.
Yes.
Tonight, Daily Upper Decker, and if you want to listen to past episodes, go to crabdiving.com, and up at the top there's a menu, and on that menu you can select one of the great morsels that we put forth for you here on the network, and one of them is Daily Upper Decker, and you can go listen to the previous episodes there.
Wee-wee.
Literally, no pun intended, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's funny. Yes.
Wee-wee.
Pun intended.
There you go. Nothing but highbrow here. Do you want to see what's in the headlines?
Oh, yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news team, intercontinental or intracontinental today. Well, actually, is it inter? There's a continent in between us, technically.
Yeah. What continent?
Well, that Canadians. Those Canadians are a different country, I mean.
Yeah.
Inter-country.
Yeah. It's a totally different country. I don't know if Alaskans like Canadians.
I wouldn't see why not. I mean, what the hell? A moose is a moose.
Right.
Of coos. The headline over, I'm sure it has to do still with this, which we were definitely going to be talking about. I don't know if you've been on the grid of the big story, and it is over at the Huffington Post. Just heinous example of why we need cameras for the popo.
Oh my God.
This is South Carolina. And really, it was a day or two of the story being he grabbed my taser and I had to shoot him this is the cop's story. Meanwhile, I guess what had happened was, this is South Carolina, North Charleston. Police officer Michael Slager, probably, is 33 years old, was in a confrontation with 50-year-old Walter Scott, stopped him for like some broken fucking taillight or some ridiculous thing, or just a regular stupid traffic stop. Which
right.
Apparently escalated. No one's saying that there wasn't maybe some kind of a confrontation. Apparently something escalated. There may have been a struggle. Dude may have even reached for the taser. Unlikely, people are saying, knowing this guy. But they're saying, so the cop said he grabbed it. I had to kill him. Meanwhile, a local human being who was witnessing what was going on took some video with the cell phone and got the whole fucking thing, including the part where Mr. Walter Scott turns and runs the fuck away and is probably a good 30 or 40 feet away from motherfucker when he fires the first shot of 8 goddamn shots.
8 shots?
At the back of a guy running the fuck away.
God, they just don't care, these cops.
Then, fortunately, they kept filming. And because then, the cop goes over, handcuffs, essentially the dead body at this point, and calls it in, and you can hear, like, the call. He's like, he grabbed my taser. I need backup. Suspect down. Meanwhile, he saunters back to the spot where he had been standing, 30 to 40 feet away, picks up a black object, the taser, everyone
yes.
is assuming. The taser was right there. Takes said taser and walks it over to the inert form of Mr. Scott and casually drops it near him.
Nothing suspicious about that.
And they have this on tape.
Oh, my God. So what obviously happened? Who knows what happened? There was a struggle. The guy ran. I bet the cop dropped his fucking taser.
Well, but even had there been a struggle for the taser, if it was dropped in front of him, the cop still sees this man running away, now unarmed, 30 to 40 feet away, and then starts opening fire on him. How can you say you feel threatened?
Well, maybe it was similar to the Michael Brown situation. Maybe he was afraid the guy running was going to turn and then charge.
Did he have a scary, frightening saying on the back of his T-shirt?
Maybe this guy had just turned. Oh, yes. His T-shirt intimidated me, so I dropped him. Maybe the guy was turning into a zombie.
I mean, unreal. So, fortunately, in a strangely unusual turn of events, this cop, Officer Slager, has been arrested and charged with murder.
Wow. Are you kidding me?
But it's interesting that for a couple of days, you know, well, they were investigating until this tape showed up. This video, but the person that took the video gave it to the family of the murder victim because they were afraid. They didn't want to go to the authorities. And still, I think there's that person wants to remain anonymous.
Wow.
What a great society, right?
Yeah, you're afraid to go to the cops. I mean, it is South Carolina. There is something creepy about, you know, Southern cops, to be honest.
And so the logical question everybody's asking is, well, this wouldn't have been an issue if there hadn't been this video. This third person video.
He would be dead, and this cop would be, I don't know, would the shooting be quote-unquote good?
Oh, yeah. The family said that the vibe they got was, you know, well, your brother, your husband, whatever, reached for the officer's, struggled for the officer's taser, and the officer felt for his life and had to shoot him.
God,
so they were
horrible.
they were going with that line. Who are they going to believe?
And you know the only reason they came clean was the tape.
Of course.
Was the footage.
Of course.
I mean, they probably looked at the footage, too. They're like, is there any way we can get around this? Nope. Oh, well.
Oh, and the gross just fuckwads of the right trolling. If, you know, I put on my waders and go down into the muck, the cesspool of the fucking comments at the bottom of some of these stories. And some of the people are like, well, how is Fox News going to spin this one? Of course, one of the things that are already out there is, you know, well, don't fight with the police and don't run from the police.
This guy got pulled over and then gunned down.
Right. And then some of the trollier, more disgusting ones, you know, it's all racism and shit like that.
Oh, of course.
But there are some cop defenders out there who are saying, well, over on Fox, I actually saw the story on Fox, and they reported the facts. A police officer was arrested for shooting an unarmed man who was running away in North Carolina, South Carolina, blah, 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 blah. And basically, they're saying, you guys are so wrong about right-wing media. But where is the outrage of the systemic bullshit of this? You know, that the fact that how many of these good shootings happened this year that didn't make it to tape?
Yeah, I mean, we don't know.
This month?
I mean, it would be interesting to look at all the cop shootings and just to see... to see what circumstances were questionable.
Right. Well, we did that story the other day that go to crabdiving.com for previous episodes of this great diamond that we crush from coal for you. We did the story that in the month of March there were more.
I put the coal in my ass and it comes out a diamond.
Gross. We polish, we clean them afterwards.
And that's Wednesday.
We did the story about how there were over 100 police killings, citizens in just the month of March here in America, which adds up to more than the entirety of the UK since 1900. That's not 1900 and something. 1900.
How do normal people rationalize that stat? I mean, because it's not like you can say, well, maybe it's the case that the UK policemen, they don't have guns and they're just missing many opportunities to shoot people.
Right. And if we say, America is 10 times bigger than the UK and blah, blah, blah. Even if you extrapolate for the difference in population
per capita,
it's still crazy. And, you know, what is that ninny, that moron, that guy who is, I mean, he is now like a fucking human centipede. He had his lips firmly sewed to the bungholes of the Koch brothers. that Brownstein, St. Brownbeck in fucking
yummy.
Kansas. In Kansas. Did you see what they're doing there? They're passing these laws like if you're on a public assistance, you can't go to a public pool or something, or
dude,
it's amazing.
I put a story up on our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Go fuck yourself. Somebody in Kansas is wanting to make it so if you're on welfare, you can't use your check on a cruise ship.
Right.
Because that's a law we need.
I'm well, sure that's happening.
Yeah, lots of poor people are just struggling to get by on the Lido deck.
Yeah, I saw that on the last Carnival ad that they had on television. At the bottom, it said, we take EBT.
Oh, right, sure. Stupid.
So that's the headline over on the Commie Pinko Liberal.
Iffy.
Huffington the Post is the story that was arrested. I think they denied him bond for a little while because the magistrate that he was seeing doesn't have the authority to set bail on a murder charge. So, haha, welcome to the system, motherfucker.
I wonder how many shootings this cop has. I wonder how many people he's shot.
I don't know. I'm sure they're diving into, you know, all the previous claims against him, which I'm sure are probably not 0.0.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how we don't feel like we're just in a crisis in this country with law enforcement. I mean, it's fucking nuts. I mean, what is this? We've had as many shootings this year as the UK has had since the 19th.
In March only.
Oh, in March. Is America that dangerous?
In March only. Police killed 100 people.
We must be the most dangerous people on the planet then.
Yeah, and I don't know. The cops here, they're not taught to de-escalate situations at all. I saw another story. You know how they're shooting dogs left and right, too. They shot a pig recently. Somebody's pet pig. God. One of these pet pigs was came running at the guy, and the guy said he felt threatened, the cop. So he shot and killed the fucking pet pig.
Oh, my God. They should take a page out of Brasilia's playbook. I put this story on our Facebook about how these coke and pot dealers or something, they got raided by the Brazilian cops. And when the cops were like, all right, you know, get on the floor, put your hands behind your back and everything, and all the drug dealers or whatever, they complied, laid down on the ground, and their pit bull that was there, you look on the picture.
Oh, I saw that.
He laid down on the ground, too.
Yeah, I saw that. He laid down on his back with his feet up in the air.
Yeah, it's real cute.
I'm giving
but,
up.
Hey,
don't shoot me. Don't shoot me.
Why didn't they shoot him? That's what you do in L.A.
Everywhere.
Yeah, why didn't they shoot the dog? God. They shot a pig? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah. Yeah, I felt threatened.
That's ridiculous.
You know, these are guys that were in Kandahar for years, you know, trained to shoot anything that moves. And then they come home and you give them a badge.
Jesus.
I don't know that maybe that's the best career trajectory for those kind of guys.
What up with all the animal stories, by the way? I mean, speaking of pigs, I saw another story about a pig that was harassing people outside of Burger King somewhere. He was trying to get their fries. I guess.
Like a pet pig or a pig?
I think a pig the size of, not the size of Esther the Wonder Pig, but I don't know, a pretty big fucking pig. He's just trying to root around for people's whoppers.
Gross. Speaking of pigs.
Yes.
We can see what's the headline over at the Drudge.
Mexicans.
Let's see. I did see it earlier, so I can't pretend to not. Yeah, this one will fire you up. Maybe just a wee little bit. As you may or may not know, Darth Cheney himself has penned another screed, probably with the blood of virgins. He's written a book.
They let him out of his crypt.
And he is now out slithering around doing, I guess, you know, press on this fucking book because everybody wants to hear some more advice from Dick fucking Cheney.
His buying this book, I mean, even if you are a fan of Dick Cheney, I mean, he's so depressing. I mean,
he's got some book. It's coming out in September. He said that America, or that one thing he said was that President Obama is the worst president ever, or the worst president in history, or something like that. Dick Cheney
says
that Barack Obama was the worst president in history, and that, quote, Obama wants to take America down.
Right.
Although he says his actions show, you know, it's this evil wordplay. He says Obama's actions on the world stage exemplify a president who wants to take America down.
I agree. I remember when Obama killed bin Laden. I was like, what's next? My personal freedom.
Right.
I mean, what the fuck is he talking about? What's Cheney's criteria for the worst president ever?
Well, exactly.
Maybe cleaning up his shit pile.
Maybe his gaze should travel down the hall of past, his hallway. How close is the vice president's office to the president's, I wonder?
I think it depends. I think that Dick Cheney just used to sit in the Oval Office with George on his lap.
Right. Go sit in my... I've got Nintendo in my office. Go sit in my office.
I bet that vice president's office was pretty fucking busy during the Bush administration, and nobody ever came in the Oval Office. It was just George in there. I heard he had a ping pong table put in.
Well, he was busy fucking with the staff, right?
Oh, yeah, he was playing jokes. He seems... That story made George Bush seem so affable and likable.
Well, yeah.
And is it supposed to make us look on him fondly? I mean,
well, you know, Stalin loved puppies.
Yeah. What do these guys do? Do they just spend? It's just so weird that is Dick Cheney writing this book to fix his name in history or something?
Good God, I'm on the Daily Caller. Ugh, that's where the drudge sent us over to.
Please take a shower.
Fucking that piece of llama shit clinging to the hair of a dead llama. goddamn the formerly bow-tied Tucker Carlson's site.
No, oh my God.
He was the one who's sitting there that still has me all pissed off. I should have pulled that fucking audio of when they had that just vile Christo-fascist on who is bitching about the legislation they passed in Madison, Wisconsin that says you can't discriminate against atheists either.
Fuck you!
And I'm gonna get that maybe during the break. It opens up with the whatever Fox ninny they have sitting next to fucker Carlson, and she says this law is passed in Madison, Wisconsin. So, what's up with all this hate or something? You know, I mean, she's like, well, what's up with all this Christian attack on Christianity?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that she outwardly says something to the effect of what's up with this outright attack on Christians from these evil atheists in Madison. And then that guy goes on, you know, like we said yesterday, go to crabdiving.com, listen to yesterday's show about...
Well, that has nothing to do with, you know, it's so weird because it has nothing to do with Christianity. The atheists just don't want to be... discriminated.
Oh, but it's that evil Freedom From Religion Foundation, remember? It's the schlong of Satan.
Oh, perfect. Color me there.
Violating the pristine virginitude of the Constitution. So that is the headline with a picture of Darth Cheney himself giving what looks like the stink eye to Obama at some event or something like that. But that's what's going on in the Drudge Report. That's the headline. Is Dick
the
Cheney,
stink eye.
Dick Cheney saying that Obama wants to take America down. Obviously, it's true.
Yes. Hey, listen, you brought up something that Dick Cheney was good at and very successful.
Hunting?
With stink eye. No.
Oh.
Do you think anybody gives the stink eye better than Cheney?
Well, I don't think he can turn it off, though. Does he have a non-stink eye?
Well, yeah, that's the point. So that disqualifies him from the stink eye competition.
Are there any pictures of Dick Cheney where he's not, like, sneering?
Yeah. He looks happy. He looks happy in that photo. Burn it.
I mean, if there's any consolation, you know, I mean, I don't believe in an afterlife, but if there's any consolation in this life, at least he hates himself and he's miserable in his own vileness, I hope. There's a tiny bit of self-loathing going on there in misery. I hope he's not a happy man. He doesn't deserve to be.
I mean, is he always having to go to the store for batteries for that heart of his?
He's got a new one. Some kind person who gave their life gave their heart to him.
Holy fuck. I mean, give it to a blow-up doll.
I'm sure there was no pushing to the front of the line there, by the way.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure
not.
No inner-city poor person had to wait a little bit longer for their heart transplant. I'm sure that doesn't happen in this country at all.
Absolutely not. Dick Cheney just waited in line patiently, like all of us losers.
One of the headlines and trending on the Twitter, by the way, tweet us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
Trending on Twitter.
Jack Nicklaus, did you see this? 75 years old. I saw he was trending, so immediately the mind goes to, oh, another one is hitting the back nine in the sky.
Goodbye, Jack.
But he's still with us. In fact, he was doing some par three contest. He's still playing golf every once in a while.
Professionally?
And was in some contest, Masters for the Masters, which is happening now, starting. He entered the par three contest, got a hole in one.
Oh, shit.
At 75 years old. There's people who go their whole goddamn lives, play tons of golf, and never get a hole in one. And, Jack Nicklaus, good for him at all.
Is it?
75.
Wow. I don't play golf. It's kind of an elitist sport. Is the... If you're an older person, do they make the holes any closer?
Everybody was hitting from the same,
same distance.
Same, yeah. I mean, a par three is closer. They're shorter. Obviously, you can, that's where you're hitting the green on in one. Usually, that's what you're aiming for, so.
You know, it's weird. I mean, he's 75 years old, but still can be elite.
Well, didn't he play
so
like competitively up until a few years ago? I mean, he was entering the regular rounds still of a lot of these, some of these big tournaments. So I think you.
What
can
kind
still...
of fucking sport is it where you can be elite at age 75? Though,
how dare you, you ageist?
Well, I don't know. You don't see a lot of baseball players at 75 years old.
I think curling.
Oh, yeah. Well, oh, no way. Know, are you kidding me?
You got to bend over and shit, yeah.
Yeah, and you're on the ice.
And you're sweeping quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever curl? Do they have curling up there in Talkeetna?
I don't know what they have up here. They have beer. They have liquor. You got to see it. It's really a beautiful area, an amazing part of the country. I mean, it's just... It's amazing. But I did take this picture of this. You got to see this house. I mean, these people converted a semi-truck trailer, and it looks like they welded a dumpster to the side of it for their porch.
I mean, does it look like, or did they weld a dumpster to the side of it for their porch?
I'll send it to you. I don't know, man. People just make do up here.
Well, why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
And they probably recycle everything.
Oh, yeah. Everybody does. I mean, fuck it. You got to see. This is crazy. I mean, next to the semi-trailer house that's still on wheels is another semi-trailer house with a pair of pontoons leaned up against the side of it.
They're ready for global warming.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Let's see what else here. I've got a couple stories I've had for a bit. Well, this is actually an interesting story about... There's an online... It's kind of like Amazon, but for arts and crafts and artists and shit like that. Etsy, it's called.
Oh, yes. It's like Etsy.
ETSY. It's an online shopping dealio.
Right.
Where artists and artisans and craftsmen and people can put up their kind of stuff to sell. You can also, I guess, put anything you want on eBay, but this is more specific to that kind of deal.
Yes.
I guess they're going to go public. They're thinking about, they're huge now. And they're
huge.
Thinking about having an IPO. And, but an article in Bloomberg that I read said that them becoming a publicly traded company is kind of is challenging a lot of Wall Street beliefs, because this is one of these rare companies now that doesn't focus on this bullshit, which I think we've talked about before too, that maximizing shareholder value bullshit, which is...
Right.
Remember, we talked about that article where... I think it was IBM. It was a perfect example where in the 50s and 60s, their core value was to serve the public the best products they could and serve their employees. Those were their top two.
And those are kind of out the window now.
Right. And that in the 70s and 80s, it flipped. And that it now all these publicly traded corporations, instead of doing good or for society and making money at the same time, now it's all about maximizing shareholder value. And that means profit at all cost. And
so why does Etsy want to be that kind of company then?
But,
that is true.
But they don't. That's the thing. So they're from Brooklyn, Brooklyn-based artist marketplace, they call.
Hey, fuck you.
They give all employees 40 hours of paid volunteer time every year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So you can go volunteer and you get a week off paid. They pay employees minimum 40% above the local living wage. Not,
oh my God.
Not the minimum wage. The local living wage.
That's brilliant.
And they cover 80% of their workers' health insurance premiums.
Oh my God. How do you get a job with Etsy?
Well, this is what's happening, is that, they want to go public, but now there's the pressure of the evil system that we have here that somehow we embraced inexplicably. Not only, by the way, listen, following this episode of Crab Diving Live here, if you're listening live from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, we've got a special 4 p.m. time rerun of the premiere of Sean Donovan's Democracy How?
La Resistance?
Yeah. Talking to this first episode, he talks to a communist, a member of the Communist Party. Some interesting shit.
The Red Guard from Los Angeles, yeah. Right?
Looking forward to, I believe part two is coming up Sunday.
Yes.
At noon Pacific.
Yes.
And the podcast version of Sundays of this previous one will be out tonight, tomorrow, something like that, depending on how quickly we can whip the interns into shape over here.
If only.
We don't pay our employees 40% over the over the living wage.
Yeah.
But it's hopefully they'll be able to stay non-evil. You know what I mean? It's like, they're worried. Some of the analysts are saying, well, they're not going to attract investors, because investors are going to be like, well, if their number one goal isn't us, then why the fuck am I putting money into them?
Yeah. I mean, what if this model Etsy has becomes incredibly profitable? I mean, it already is. I get more profitable. But if the company just benefits the employees and their customer base, then why would shareholders give a shit?
Well, more companies are fine. Even fucking Walmart had to grudgingly admit that they got to pay their people still a pathetically measly, $10 an hour now they're going to raise it to, or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we don't want the country to turn into fucking Thunderdome. Pay people.
Yeah, I think the vampires are finally starting to realize that there's nothing left. It's just the bleeding husk of consumers. There's nothing left. If you got to listen to yesterday when I was last night when I was kind of working, I was on the background. I was listening to, you know, Comedy Pinko Lib TV for a while. But then, my fucking computer is locking up right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No. Always a challenge technologically.
It is, you know, it's a big operation we have here. It's taxing to the computers. Let me see if I can find what I was talking about. It's that Richard Wolf video. Anyway.
Yeah.
I was listening to a lot more of Richard Wolf talking. And it's nothing that we really haven't heard before in pieces. But it's great to hear it all tied together and kind of how just the system has just flipped us over and just really plowed the heck out of us with something disgusting and uninvited.
Yeah, I want a shower.
These charts of worker productivity versus pay, unbelievable that productivity is skyrocketing the last 30 years and pay has stayed exactly the same. And hours, employee hours, up 20%. 20%. That's a fifth. A fifth of their lives people are giving more of and getting paid the same. So they're just bleeding us dry. And then the evil coke suckers, the corporatist fuckwads, the Republicans, are telling us, work harder, work more.
God, they want to take away the minimum wage because it'll create more jobs.
Yeah. No, because it just gives them more money to suck from the system.
Of course it would create jobs. If we could hire people at $2 an hour, well, who wouldn't fucking have a guy that they just paid $2 an hour to hang around all day, to open the door, to wipe my ass, to, you know, I don't know. Fucking stupid.
Richard Wolf, you know, has all these diagrams and charts of just how the system, like Elizabeth Warren says, the system is just rigged. It's just completely rigged. And the Republicans and little Randy Paul jumping into the clown car, you know, is trying to paint himself as the libertarian, but he's no libertarian. He's
big government.
He's got a lot of shit going on there, and he hates the poor just as much as they do.
Yeah. Hey, and if you're anti-choice, there's no way you are a small government person. Just relieve yourself of that notion. It's not true.
So keep your eyes on Etsy and see how that IPO goes, and see if, I don't know, maybe we could start changing the fucking evil corporate dickwad structure and system that we have here in this fucking country. We're not saying communism, but I don't think capitalism is a bad thing on a micro level. But when you let these things become these giant evil monsters, and Wolf even talks about how, well, they get to the point where they start merging and acquiring each other because they're so burning with the fire of profits. They got to eat each other. And that's where we're at now. We're all these media companies, and now we're down to six. All these cable companies, and now there's like three.
God, there's three cable companies? I wouldn't know.
You know, big,
because I think the only one we're allowed to choose from is Time fucking Warner.
Right. And, you know, they squealed about the net neutrality, which might gasp allow municipalities to start offering high-speed internet.
God, that would be amazing.
Like a couple of these cities that have passed, that have voted out the fucking evil giant corporations and have said, "You guys suck. We're going to have the government do it." Ah, gasp! More government. Well, fuck you and your more government. Corporations might be people, my fucking friend, but guess what? So is government. And
right.
And the government, the goal of government is generally what the is in the best interest of the people. I'll take government bureaucracy and the occasional shenaniganery over corporate rule, where their corporate goal is to decimate the country or to bleed people dry.
And they definitely don't play by any rules. These corporations. Yeah, because they want to self-regulate. Right. So my water can taste like syrup.
And that's his TPP that I still just don't get. President Obama, I don't know what they've got on him, what pictures they have of him, why he is championing this Trans-Pacific Partnership bullshittery.
You know, it must be. They must have a picture of him as a young kid spear hunting somewhere in Kenya.
Oh, that's been,
tracking a lion.
It's been photoshopped that way so many times anyway.
No, it hasn't.
Oh, Google Obama with a bone in his nose and you'll get 500 photoshops of Obama turned into a African warrior or something.
That's how the internet totally fucking sucks.
Right.
Not necessary.
I forgot what we were even talking about, though. Etsy. We just finished that Etsy story. I've also got a fracking story here.
No, not environmental shit.
I think
man.
We'll save the clown car for after the break.
Oh, perfect.
Got a couple of clown car stories. The in Oklahoma.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah, really. I mean, there's every time I think there's a state that really is just trying to be the biggest shitbag. Back-ass words, evil, just anal drizzle of a state.
It always seems like Oklahoma, right?
Well, they're right there in the pack. So now they may be actually waking up because they're saying that Oklahoma is now the earthquake capital of the United States.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Oklahoma is having more earthquakes over 3.0 or greater in frequency than us here in California. And California shakes like a nervous chihuahua.
I mean, that's just ridiculously funny. I don't know why. It's just so fucking stupid.
So, of course, oil and gas industry, even though more and more data is pointing to the fact that guess what is causing these earthquakes? But fracking.
Oh, stop it. You don't know. That's not necessarily true.
It's just like the goddamn smoking, the tobacco industry, man. It's, you think people would learn their goddamn lesson in this country that these evil giant corporations give fuck all about us.
Listen, I thank the earthquakes, a retribution from an angry god for gay marriage right. And homosexual shenanigans, etc., etc.
Exactly. So the oil and gas industry in Oklahoma is trying to downplay all of these, earthquakes but that it's now getting to the point where even they can't ignore it, that there are so many lawsuits now that are flying at these fracking companies because people's houses are getting shook. Their foundations are getting fucked up. All this stuff is happening, and the fracking industry is like, we're going to inject these millions of gallons of high-pressure shit water back down into the ground, and nothing's going to happen. Don't worry about it.
This is the most insane thing fucking ever. Oh, my God. When lawsuits start to pop up because of these earthquakes, I mean, will that change anything? Or
well, this story says that Continental Resources, one of the most active companies in Oklahoma,
that fracks,
even included legal action and state regulated regulation related to seismic activity on its list of risks to its financial statements. So it's now saying, you know, we may start losing some money here because the evil state might start to put some laws on us that we can't inject this water in the ground anymore.
Oh, my God. This is just loony. I mean, it's and we've learned that fracking isn't, you know, necessarily profitable.
Right. Especially since the price of oil plummeted worldwide. Also, legal action in states nearby it hasn't been going well for the evil frackers.
That's amazing. I would just,
go ahead.
Wouldn't you think things would always go well for them? They just have enough money?
Well, God, I mean, I guess you just ask for a jury trial, right? Try to take it out of the hands of some asshole judge who's in, you know, in the pocket of the oil companies and maybe put it in front of the people, and the people are like, this is some bullshit.
Buy off a couple of jurors? I mean, not that the fracking industry would do that. I'm sure they would never tamper with anyone.
That's part of the thing with this TPP is these multinational corporations, they don't want to have to deal with laws in countries. They want to have their own tribunals.
A lot of people don't want to deal with laws. That's why we have them, so we don't get fucking crime.
And they want to be able
so
to
we don't
sue.
Have company,
so. They want to be able to sue countries if they pass laws that might hurt their profits.
That's so stupid. Fuck you. I mean, that's what you have to say to that.
I mean, yeah, let's just stop for a moment and think about that. They want to be able to sue countries.
Eat a dick.
To be able to pollute, to steal and plunder the resources. And if the country says, you know, we'd maybe rather you didn't do that, then they could sue for billions and billions of dollars and win under this agreement.
Isn't there a group of like really, really rich fucking libs that could all pool their resources, go to the Koch brothers and say, look at this big lump sum of fucking money. We're going to give you this. And then you can't do anything else.
Money.
You just have to take this money and walk away.
No. It's monopoly money now to them. That does. It's intangible. It's all about the power now.
God, that's the dumbest thing. I don't get that.
It's never been tangible to them. Again. Oh, well, you know, these guys work hard. Fuck you. The biggest sweat they broke was crawling out of that vag.
Yeah, they don't work hard. I mean, do you think they've ever had to do data entry or go through a spreadsheet or, like, dig a ditch?
Oh, who knows? Maybe they, you know,
wash dishes, wait tables?
Who knows what their personal... Maybe daddy made them work at the country club for a week.
I am the glory hole attendant for the afternoon.
To try to build character or something. Who knows what their fucking background is. But they are clearly out of touch. None of their policies reflect any kind of empathy for anyone else. They're Ayn Randians. They're sociopaths.
They are knob gobblers.
They very well could be.
Who knows? Not that it would matter.
I mean, it just, all these lawsuits that are attacking, it might be death by a thousand cuts for the fracking industry.
Yeah.
That
shit.
Because
what a horrible way to go.
Yeah, that they might not be able to You know, it's different from smoking, which is, you know, something you choose to do and you go out and put into your body and shit. This is you got to drink water. You got to breathe air. You'd probably rather not have your house shake down to the ground.
Yeah. Death by a thousand cuts. That sounds like something that was on the whiteboard or in the planning session at Guantanamo.
Yeah, speaking of Dick Cheney. That's not torture. There was a meme, in fact, today I saw where they showed a picture from the 40s of right before the execution of a Japanese officer who was found guilty of torturing Allied troops by waterboarding them.
Nah.
And he was executed by us in the 40s for that horrible crime. Dick Cheney.
Oh my God.
Still wheels around the earth giving his opinion when he should be rotting behind bars at The Hague or wherever they put them.
God, I just thought of an amazing idea for a sitcom. Get out the pad and paper, because this is a good one. What about situational comedy set at the prison where the Bush administration has to hang out, you know, to serve out their life sentences for, you know, crimes against humanity?
Right.
You know, it's Rumsfeld, it's George W., it's Cheney, it's Condoleezza. All those guys kind of tooling around. Even Obama's there for the droning. What the fuck? Who cares?
Where's Condoleezza? I thought she was on. Kind of. They were talk about her crawling into the clown car at one point.
Oh, to run for president?
Yeah.
I don't know what she's up to.
Oh.
She's trying to get a job on Fox.
I'll bet vice president. I'll bet she's on a short list of a bunch of people for vice president.
Oh, absolutely.
It'd be, you know, look at us. We've got a woman and an African-American on the ticket.
Ooh. Well, how about this? Look at us. We have a Bush on the ticket and someone who should be at The Hague on trial.
Oh, good God. Bush Rice. Wow.
Now, why not? It's the same fucking people.
Or Bush Jindal. I'm just trying to think of these prospects of what they've got. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break here, ladies and gentlemen, for a couple minutes. Play you a wee bit o' music,
even though
I was tempted to play some more Another Wolf thing, but I'm not going to. We'll play a little music for y'all, and we'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes, about 3-ish. Go refill your glasses. Go empty what you need to empty. Take care of what you need to take care of. More crab diving after this tiny little break.
La Resistance.
Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. When we first met, I had you in my web. I would daydream about the day we'd wed. You used to wear black, but now you wear red. Pink and purple, blue, get out of my head. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. He isn't even cool. He isn't in a band. Oh, Becky, don't you understand that I wanna be your man? Danny, whatever he sucks, I don't give a shit, but I secretly do. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Why'd you leave me for Danny? I don't understand. the fly that caught my eye, but you got away. I was gonna cocoon you and save you for a rainy day. Now every day is rainy and the tears never stop, and all my eyes are crying, plus Danny is ugly. Why'd you leave me for Danny? Danny is an idiot. Why'd you leave me for Danny? He is stupid as shit. Stop making out with Danny. Why are you doing this? Danny is a jock-ass tool. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries. Spiders have 8 legs, but they also have 8 eyes. Nothing's more depressing than when a spider cries.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Crab diving hump day, hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Bright and sunny, a little chilly. 65 is chilly for California. That's where I am, and Ryan Pfeiffer sitting in Alaska.
Yes, Talkeetna,
Alaska. So tomorrow it's the trudge back to Anchorage, is it, and then onto the plane?
Well, yeah, kind of tomorrow. I mean, I'm leaving at 1 a.m. this morning.
Oh.
It's like 3 hours, and my flight leaves at 5:30 a.m., and I get back into L.A. about 1:45.
Do you have a layover in Seattle again?
I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you should do
it. It's so early.
Figure that one out.
Yeah, totally. It's fucked up. Did you see? They played a trick on me, my brother.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I got the email. Well, you had, did you text me or did you, however you sent the picture of a giant bear footprint?
I put it on Facebook.
Oh, it was on Facebook?
Yeah. Well, I put the whole story on Facebook.
The big naked thing, naked bear.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey sent an email with a picture of, is that his stepish daughter? Or
yeah, sort of, yeah, Bailey.
Yeah, holding up the holding up the fake bear prints and said,
I know,
we got Ryan.
They did, and part of me didn't believe them. I just didn't believe them, and then they were kind of, I don't know. Whatever, we didn't talk about it. And they're like, let's go on a walk. Let's see if we can find a bear. And I was like, is that a good idea? It's like, yeah. So me and Bowie and Bailey and Jeffrey went walking through the neighborhood to find the bear. And by the way, that's where I saw the picture of the house. I just texted you a photo.
Right. Crazy. Oh,
did you see that?
I think that's a dumpster.
Is it? It's crazy.
I mean, it looks like a dumpster.
Someone straight up lives there, man.
That's a house.
Yeah, it's a house, but I don't know. And then we went back inside. We didn't find any bears. And then I think Jeffrey went out and planted a couple of more bear prints.
Oh, you texted? Yeah, here's the bear print.
Yeah. And then he was like, "Listen, guys, I don't know what's going on, but I don't have any guns here. I might have to send Bailey home to her mother to go bring back some guns."
They really sold it.
Yeah, and then Bailey's walking off, and I was like, well, why don't you drive her to the house if all these bears are running around? Why are you going to just let her walk there? And then they finally let me in on the joke.
It's awesome, yeah. So how long did you think it was a bear, an actual bear?
A good 2 hours.
Nice.
A good 2 hours.
I replied to Jeff. I said, next time you guys are in Florida, then he's got to get a hold of a shark fin.
Oh yeah, that'd be funny. Man, I see more stories about fucking sharks.
Did you did I send you the story of the bobcat caught a shark?
Yeah.
Yeah, mountain lion caught a shark.
That's insane.
Yeah, there's a I don't know, it's all over the social media today. Just Google mountain lion and shark or bobcat, whatever, it's bigger than the bobcat. It had to be a mountain lion. And Somehow a photographer saw the mountain lion splashing in the water, and mountain lion came out with a, it looks like a 4-foot shark. I mean, it's not like a tiny little.
A big fucking, that's not a bobcat. Yeah. I mean, I know, but damn.
Mountain lion, I think.
That is just a huge, it's in Florida though. Why is that big gigantic cat in South Florida?
Oh, they don't have, I don't know. They're everywhere.
I think that's why they're calling it a bobcat. I mean, it's fucking disturbing. You don't want to run into that thing in the fucking woods, that's for sure.
The, one of our favoritest people, he opens our show every day.
Oh, yes.
We can have a Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Amazing. God, I haven't heard that in a while.
I know. All
the ridiculous bullshit he says. I'm actually thinking of making a whole folder on this menu here of only Glenn. I've got them all, mixed in. I think I might have to make just a Glenn Beck folder of all the drops.
Oh, I think he's worthy of a folder, sure.
Right. So Glenn the Beck. Two stories I've got. One, we'll get to the audio in a second, but we frequently joke about Glenn's wardrobe that he changes every 5 minutes and quite an eclectic different kind of style he's got.
He's quite the dandy with the costumes.
Well, did you know that he launched a clothing line?
Ooh.
Called 1791 Supply and Company.
Oh, that's funny. Is this supposed to be like old, like pioneer
denim?
Kinda?
Denim. Oh. Denim. Denim. On the website, Beck writes himself, "I started 1791 to be a beacon of light, to be a company that believes that all people are capable of being the best version of themselves."
Does he have corduroy as well, or is it just denim?
Oh, he's got a lot of crazy bullshit.
You gotta be kidding me. He has jeans?
This last week, he announced a new clothing line for women, which he described his passion to come up with denim products, quote, "designed for and tested on all the girls in my life."
Creepy, creepy, creepy.
All kinds of bizarre products they have at this. He's such a snake oil salesman. Listen to some of the shit that they have on this fucking website. You can buy a George Washington lifeguard flag quilt kit.
What?
I don't know what that means.
Wait. Okay. Let's figure this out for a second.
What's a life? I know what a quilt kit. It's a quilting kit. But what's the life? George Washington lifeguard flag?
Oh, I totally got this. This is so you can quilt your own George Washington lifeguard flag kind of thing. You know, like you put up, I think it's supposed to, a flag you put up at the beach. I don't know.
I see. I see.
I don't know who the fuck would want that.
It's a giant blue flag with white stars.
Good God.
At the Glenn Beck shop, it is available. You can order.
Oh my God. How much is it?
$200.
Fuck you. Fuck off. What?
$200. Quilt size 56 inches by 72 inches. Throw blanket size. I don't know why it says lifeguard flag. Maybe there was a...
I was trying to figure out if George Washington was posed in a bathing suit as a lifeguard.
No.
I really didn't understand. I mean, it's very weird.
Instructions with a... on the back of how to create the quilt. $200. Yay. $200. It comes in a cardboard box. It's a bunch of pieces of cloth and some thread. And then on the back they say... here, cut them into stars and make a quilt.
Yeah, this is nuts.
$200. He has something called Papa Wolf Beard Oil.
What?
Papa Wolf, like, ooh, Papa Wolf Beard Oil.
Oh, yes. You got to be kidding me. He is such a lumbersexual or whatever they call it.
Lumbersexual, yeah.
It totally is.
It's all organic, made with only the finest ingredients to revitalize your skin and tame that wild mane, keeping you dapper until the next sunrise.
Who the fuck is developing all these?
It's made of jojoba oil, sesame oil, pine, and lavender, so your beard smells a little Christmassy.
Smells like a tree. It's weird. It's all strange. You think Glenn was like, oh, you know what this needs? Pine. It needs pine!
I'm sick of all the smelly beards around me.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Half an ounce. Eyedropper. Beard oil, $12 on the Glenn Beck.
Oh, my God.
On the Glenn Beck site. You can pick up a $17.91. Don't forget that's his brand. So $17.91. Believe Again, sun faded long sleeve shirt. It's a picture of Santa Claus. It says Believe Again.
What an absolute cunt.
And marketing wise, that one is $17.91.
Wow.
80. This is crazy. 1821. I don't know why it's 100 years later or 30 years later, but there's something called 1821.
What the fuck is. Where is his sweatshop?
Man made wash.
Oh, shut up.
64 ounces. It's a big jug. It looks like a big moonshine jug. It's like, you know, it would have a cork in it kind of thing.
Right.
64 ounces of fortifying shampoo, conditioner, and body wash all in one.
Well, I mean, at what point is he, I don't even know what kind of store this would be.
Nothing says manly like, I can't be bothered to have more than one bottle in my shower.
Listen, Glenn, your problem with what you're doing here is that your fan base is not necessarily a bunch of lumbersexuals.
A gentle cleansing, pH balanced, rich lathering formula that also provides the skin, hair, and scalp with added strength and weightless moisture.
None of your fans give a shit about this.
Featuring the unique aromatic experience of sweet tobacco. Have your ball sacks smell like a Marlboro.
How much are a pair of jeans? The basic product.
You're making me go to this website?
Yeah,
I'm in the story. I'm in the story right now.
Oh, okay.
$17.91 jeans.
I'm just curious. Are they $100?
Timeless at any age. $17.91 women's denim, made in America. There's also for him the men's shop. Oh, shoppe. It's
fuck
a shoppy.
The men's shop.
Okay, men. I'm clicking on men.
All right.
Oh, wow. You talk about lumbersexual. The guy they've got modeling basically, at least on this page, all of the clothes is exactly, you know, the perfectly coiffed hair, wild, right, crazy, kind of trimmed mountain man beard. Yeah. All kinds of denim. Denim jeans, shirting, they call it. Outerwear, t-shirts, pajamas, ties, sweatshirts. Okay, like denim jeans.
Yes.
$17.91 classic leg fit denim men's jeans. The cheapest pair.
Okay. $20.
$160.
Again, fuck off. That is not true. What?
I'm looking at it.
What?
Straight leg fit, $160. Classic leg black selvage coal miner's wash, $190.
What? Who in the fuck is thinking of these? Is he naming his own clothes?
I don't know.
He's like that fucking character in Seinfeld, Elaine's boss. What's his face?
The cheapest t-shirt you can get is $24, it looks like. All kinds of ridiculous sayings all over the place.
Glenn, honestly, fuck you, man. Really?
You can... pajamas?
Oh, good God.
Clara Jansen's men's patriotic plaid pajamas.
Oh, God.
$64.
Oh, that's it? $64. God, he really thinks America is full of assholes. And we are. We're all going to buy this shit.
You could buy a denim tie for $80.
How does... Who the fuck wants that? Who wants a fucking denim tie? I mean, that's some 80s shit, if you ask me. I think he's off on the denim tie. That's a loser.
How dare you? That's America, man.
Not a hero.
Denim.
By the way, I'm surrounded by people that these lumbersexuals are trying to emulate. And all I can say to you lumbersexuals is try harder, shower less.
Well, nobody's paying $160 for a pair of jeans.
There is not a man up here, or a woman, fuck it, a woman up here who, if you said, listen, I just crashed a gigantic semi-truck into the ditch. Could you help me pull it out? Yes, no problem. Everyone can haul things here. And no one has beard oil that smells like pine nut and Smurf cum.
While you were helping me haul my truck out of the mud, I noticed... the faint waft of patchouli coming from under your chin.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you know, when I was snowboarding on the four-wheeler, well, I didn't go snowboarding, but I was riding on the six-wheeler the other night. We're out in the middle of this fucking meadow. It's dark as fuck, and the four-wheeler gets stuck, or the six-wheeler gets stuck, and it's just really crazy because we're like 3 miles from a real road, and it's snowing. And it's like, I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere.
This is a news report waiting to happen.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be a fucking statistic.
The state is still looking for the co-host of the Crab Diving Show.
Yeah.
So here's...
But hey, you know what? By the way... Oh, I'm sorry. Are we still in Glenn Beck's stonewashed jeans?
Oh, I've got... yeah, we're done with that, but I've got one more product and then a clip of him saying some heinous shit.
Wait, we're not just going to talk about his fashion line for the rest of the show?
I do have one more product.
Oh my God.
Is a photo, which, I mean...
It's not a fleshlight?
It's got to be seen to be believed.
Yes.
It's a picture of Glenn. He's in a suit and tie. Professionally photographed, obvious... portraiture type of deal. And it's him. It's not that famous one of him looking into the camera and crying.
No, I love that one.
That was like Rolling Stone or something or whatever took that one. This one is him looking up off to the right and a tear running down his cheek.
What the fuck?
Autographed poster of Glenn Beck crying.
In what?
These limited edition photos are hand signed by Glenn and George Lang, I guess, is the photographer.
Jesus. Is this a joke? Is he trying to be funny?
No, the description says, can Glenn cry on demand? Yup, but the truth is, he doesn't have to. He cries at almost anything. Rumor has it, Glenn once teared up during Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
That's a joke. Is that a joke?
This is for sale. On the Glenn Beck product website.
God, I mean, everything about this is so strange. I mean, even the reference to an odd, like, quasi-shitty sci-fi film. Very strange.
There's also a print you could buy. They call it the autographed caution print. And this is Glenn Beck wrapped in police caution tape and screaming amidst a black darkness background. You don't know where he is.
But oh my God.
And this description says also $150. $150 goddamn dollars.
And it's a photograph?
It's a picture. 16 by 22.
You know what must have happened? Glenn was having some photo shoot. He was like, listen, I want to try something. I've got a shitload of caution tape in my trunk. Let me go get it, and let's just play around. Let's just see what happens.
The wife and I were playing around last night.
Oh, yes. Is he naked in the caution tape? Is it just...
This says, no. This says, Glenn having more fun mocking the mockers who constantly call him dangerous, crazy, etc. Fun fact. To get Glenn into, quote, character... for this picture, the crew only needed to roll in a TV and flip on the White House press conference. Wow, these guys are funny, huh?
Right. Oh, they're just hilarious. I mean, I don't know. I think you need a Glenn Beck gift basket for Christmas.
Right.
Or your birthday's coming up. Fuck it. You want a pair of jeans? For $160 fucking dollars?
You can get a leather camp stool for $165.
Oh, yes. How useful.
My God, a knife. A fucking knife. $195.
Oh, well. No fleshlight?
A handsome dad leatherhead football. Because, you know, when you're out in the woods sitting on your leather camp stool in your $160 jeans wearing your $80 denim tie.
Yes.
You got to toss around a handsome dad leatherhead football for $130.
Oh, my. Did you see that handsome dad over there on his leather camping stool? Oh, my God. He smells of cigars and pine.
I mean, the cheapest thing, I finally found keychains, $5.95.
What is it? What is it?
Glenn Beck's Sick face? Twisted Freak.
Oh, I've got that.
Keychain. It's that logo of the Sick Twisted Freak, though. It's like a stick figure with his body twisted. And then
I've got a Glenn Beck mug.
I don't know that yours is officially licensed.
Oh, okay. It's ironic.
And then... Glenn Beck, the Bees Know keychain.
Is this like
I don't know what
joke.
That means.
Is this a joke? I mean, this is insane.
Dude, Glenn Beck shop.
He's got shop.
These are all this is a mixture. The 1791 is like the jeans and rugged wear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get your balls good and chafed in some unwashed denim.
Right. What a nutball. I mean, it sounds like this is not a small operation. He's got a lot.
Oh, God. It's, Well, yeah, and you know, it's just funny, this faux hyper-masculinity when you're selling smelly oil for guys' beards.
It's odd. I mean, he must have a warehouse full of inventory.
So now that explains why Glenn has been denim-ing it up on the Blaze. He's wearing his own bullshit.
I mean, I used to think, I was like, God, you know, he obviously has a costumer.
And you know everybody on camera. Is that not a 1791 shirt?
Right. Is he just trying to own every little bit of his business? Like, it's his television network. He makes all the fucking costumes for it. And so is it like...
Right.
I mean, does he have, like, a car wash service there?
He does. He's sewing. He does chiropractic for people.
He's like a living Walmart.
Yes. Legal advice.
But for metrosexuals. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but he's got beard goo.
But libertarian.
Who buys that?
It's the libertarian asshole metrosexual that he's trying to appeal to.
I don't know. There's a lot of people here that need some beer goo, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but they're not going to spend $12 for it.
No, absolutely not.
So that was that's a little sojourn over. Do yourself a favor, go to 1791 and peruse some of the products. Actually, go to Glenn Beck Products, because that's where all the crazy merch is.
I mean, does he have his own catalog, like JCPenney catalog, the Glenn Beck catalog? I mean, he must.
Well, clothing, merchandise, art, audio and video, books, Blaze. You can get old magazines of the Blaze or Blaze merch. And gift certificates if you can't decide on what to get your family member.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got a whole thing going on.
God damn, the Crabs need some merch.
Free shipping on orders of over $100.
That would be free shipping on everything.
Unless you get a keychain. Then they charge you for shipping.
Yeah, then they fuck you. God damn it, Glenn.
MP3 downloads. Okay, this one's gonna drive me crazy now.
Of his show or something, or
Oh yeah. Here's some downloads of specific clips from the show. $1.29. There you go.
My God, my fucking God.
And then some, apparently, here's an album by Abby Anderson called Let Freedom Ring.
Oh, yes.
Abby's striped in a giant American flag.
Right. See, like, where you're at now, this is perfect for his audience. Because the people that buy that MP3 are obviously too dumb to go find it on YouTube where you don't have to pay shit. But yet they want to hear it, and so they'll whip out the old fucking credit card.
And therefore, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I guess.
Go ahead. Take the money from the dummies.
Oh, come on, Glenn. Don't be such a cunt. I mean, what a charlatan. Good God.
Right. And I thought, you know, I mean, this was on April 3rd. They put this one out. So, you know, thought it might have been close enough to April Fool's Day. But nope. We'll put links up on our social media for you all.
Sure.
Hopefully, maybe we'll find affiliate links. Maybe if we can get a little taste for referring you guys over there. If you go to buy a denim thong.
Yeah. Do they have a frisbee? They gotta have a frisbee.
Merchandise. Man in the Moon, Believe Again, Home Decor, Keychains and Magnets, Lifeguard Flag, Stickers, Accessories.
Okay. Oh,
would it be under accessories maybe?
I don't know.
Oh, there's patches. You can get patches to sew on your clothing for $8.
What if you met someone and they had a patch on their, I don't know, their flannel shirt? Where do you put a patch anyway? It was a Glenn Beck patch. That would be like,
You can buy a Liberty or Death pennant flag.
Oh, okay.
For $20.
Death. How about that? Death.
He's got pomade or pomade. How do you pronounce that shit that you put in your hair?
I think it's pomade.
1829 or 1821 pomade, $24 for that shit.
That is too much for pomade.
Really? What Bush Smart's tree balm soap.
Bush Smart tree balms. Fuck you, stupid.
Tree balm soap. $15 for a hunk of soap.
What? But what is that supposed to smell like? I don't even understand what the fuck that is.
It smells
tree
like
tree balm.
It smells like smart bushes.
Good.
Our tree balm combines the dry scent of cedar with enriching tree nuts.
Yes. Hey, America, this is what happens.
It is.
Two heartless, sterile guys in a lab create tree balm scent. It's not extracted by a fucking fur trapper in the Pacific Northwest.
It is the woodsiest in our series of the best smelling and most durable soaps we have ever used. You'll just have to trust us on the scent. But for durability, well, let's just say steel wool chest hair barely wears these bars down. I'm gonna I think I'm gonna throw up.
Really?
Steel
so ridiculous.
Wool chest hair barely wears these bars down. Cause you know, no mincing smooth fairies are going to be using this soap.
Oh, no, none whatsoever. Oh, I need a little tree balm to rub on my beard.
It's not recommended for backcountry use, but it will have you smelling great after a long trek. What does that mean?
Like, backcountry? Does that mean don't use it on your asshole? Is that a subtle way of saying that?
$15.
Just put a little dab behind your balls.
Caps are $25, like for a baseball cap.
Do they have a pill that if I take, it'll make my semen taste like maple syrup?
Right.
Like it came from a tree?
You could buy a notebook for $5.
God, again, fuck you, Glenn. The notebook? Come on, that is...
Oh, you can get, you know those little rubber... what would Jesus do? Wristbands? You can get one that says stand with Israel for $10.
For $10. Now, does some of that money go to Israel? Or some
charity? You lost your mind.
Yeah, I guess not.
Are you crazy?
We will pound you into glass. I don't think that's a good idea.
Okay, so here... not only is Glenn apparently a fashion mogul and merchandise mogul.
Yes.
But you know, it all started with the blaze and his ninnery hood. So you got to listen to, this is a little bit, this actually ties in with this.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
The clown car, currently officially occupied by two.
Yes.
This is Glenn Beck. This little rant that he goes into, I mean, if you look up narcissism in the dictionary, you're going to find this. This is unbelievable. Listen to what Glenn Beck is saying about the upcoming election, specifically about the governor... of Wisconsin himself,
Scott Walker.
Oh, God.
Listen to what Glenn Beck has to say about Scott Walker.
I had a meeting today with all of the writers on the blaze to start outlaying our strategy for what our election coverage is going to be here.
Meanwhile, should we have a meeting to... lay out what our election coverage is going to be here at Crab Diving, like Glenn's doing at the Blaze?
Yeah, why not, man? Let's do it.
What do you think that meeting was like? Glenn sitting around the table, making sure everybody's in denim?
Well, first of all, I think it smelled of cigar pine ball juice.
Right. Yeah, who's got on fucking just patchouli? Why don't I smell tree nuts?
Is he about to dole out some advice to Scott Walker?
Well, he's sitting around at this meeting.
Yes.
Getting ready to strategize for the upcoming election.
Oh, I'm wearing 1791 jeans, by the way. Boot cut. Just tight nut fit.
Lots of rooms in the balls.
All right. But not good for the backcountry. Hey!
Our election coverage is going to be here at the Blaze. And I said, we have to be the people that ask, why not? I don't really care if we're not on the plane with Jeb Bush.
Wait. Glenn's big input into the meeting was, we have to be the people that say, why not?
He wants to be in the plane.
He says, we don't have to be in the plane with Jeb Bush. You know, he wants the Blaze crack journalistic staff to be right there on the plane with all these candidates. You know how the press corps travels.
Oh yeah.
With these assholes.
I want to see the people from the Wall Street Journal sitting next to, I don't know,
the Blaze.
I don't even know, the Blaze correspondent.
Right.
Playing what? Jenga or what? Not Jenga. What do they play? Sudoku?
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm working on my piece about the Mideast conflict. What are you doing? Oh, I'm writing one about how the blood moon means that the apocalypse is near.
Then I'm going to play Angry Birds.
Here's more Glenn Beck.
We're not on the plane with Jeb Bush. I don't really care. If he's the establishment, if he's the guy, go get your news someplace else. Because we're going to be talking about something else. Because I know exactly what will happen if that guy's elected. I'm not interested.
Glenn, not a fan of Jeb Bush.
That's so funny. I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be fucking crazy enough.
Yeah, I know what'll happen if he gets elected, and I'm not interested.
Yes. It seems like Glenn would be a fan of Rand Paul.
Well, listen.
I do want to be on the plane with Ted Cruz. I do.
God damn it.
No, there you go. I don't want to be on that Bush plane, but I do want to be on that plane with Ted Cruz.
With Ted Cruz. I do want to be on the plane with Rand Paul.
There you go. Rand Paul qualifies.
Right. You know why? Because he just wants to get a little time with Rand Paul and introduce him to maybe some products that might help that hair of his relax a little bit on his head.
Or maybe he wants help on his eye prescription.
Oh, yes. Maybe he's going to give him some toupee, like maple oak grease jizz.
Here, Rand. Try this out and have a keychain for nothing.
Yeah. Oh, not for nothing. He's going to charge. I'll give you 75% off in the Glenn Beck show.
Yeah.
Cruz, I do want to be on the plane with Rand Paul. I do want to be on the plane with Marco Rubio.
Rubio?
Rubio's going to run for president?
Apparently Rubio has made an announcement that he's going to make an announcement of something. Everybody, ooh, stay tuned.
Be on the plane with Marco Rubio. I do want to be on the plane with Scott Walker, although I will tell you.
Uh-oh. He does want to be on the plane with Scott Walker.
But?
Although I will tell you. And here's where it gets batshit crazy.
I do want to be on the plane with Scott Walker, although I will tell you. Something is not right with Scott Walker, and this, again, is just me. But
something. Be careful, everybody. Something is just not right with Scott Walker. Why do you think something's not right with Scott Walker?
And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the creator of 1791 Denim's Spidey Sense.
Right. Why do you think Scott Walker? What do you think he's got something? What do you think it could be in Glenn's eyes?
Scott Walker, and in this, again, is just me. But something is not right with Scott Walker. Either he is avoiding me, he's avoiding this audience because he doesn't want to be seen with you.
So, obviously there's something wrong with Scott Walker because he won't talk to Glenn Beck.
Are they offering him interviews on The Blaze and he's saying no? Right. Is that what?
Yeah, listen, he's like, obviously there's something wrong with Scott Walker because he won't take an interview here.
Right. I mean, does Glenn Beck get presidential candidates interviewing on his show?
Oh, sure, probably.
I mean, really?
Maybe early
he's
on.
He's avoiding this audience because he doesn't want to be seen with you. Or
yes.
his staff is out of control incompetent. We've been trying.
So these are the reasons. These are the only two reasons that Scott Walker possibly doesn't want to do the show, is that the staff isn't getting the messages to Scott Walker. Glenn Beck's feverish tweets and imploring Scott Walker to come please play at The Blaze. You could shoot in my backyard with me.
Right. I'll send you 18 pairs of right. bootcut flare jeans.
That's a lot of money. That would have to be declared.
Right. Oh, it would. Oh my God, that would be an amazing thing. If
that's how Scott Walker was brought down from $10,000 in jeans and ball illegal, wax.
Right, illegal campaign contributions, like the guy, like Governor Ultrasound. You
right.
know, got all those chicken dinners for his stupid daughter's wedding. This guy's got a whole, like, skiff of beard balm.
Right.
His staff is out of control incompetent. We've been trying to get an interview with him for, what, almost 2 months. For some reason, we can't get a single interview with him. That is highly unusual for somebody who is offering 15 minutes or an hour of time for a media empire that has a footprint of 50 million people.
Whoa. Whoa. What?
Wow. That's a lot.
50 million people. We have a media footprint.
Oh, yes.
Of 50 million people. Now, that may be jiggling some numbers a wee bit.
Sure.
I wonder what his he considers a media footprint.
I don't
like
know.
Hits to
Speaking
The Blaze.
Does he sell boots?
I don't remember if there were shoes there.
Glenn Beck. Good old-fashioned original fucking work boots, man. That just seems like a layup.
Don't see boots. Pajamas, t-shirts, jeans, women's clothing, shoe, outerwear maybe? No, that's coats and
no.
hats.
No, hats. Good God.
I don't see boots anywhere yet.
Does he have, like, look at me hats and those, like, pork pie hats? Or is it just,
There's a couple there's baseball hat. Caps, and then there's a couple of little... little stocking cap kind of thing.
Surely he has a Sherlock Holmes hat because he wears that on The Blaze. You remember? Like he has a Sherlock Holmes hat.
He doesn't sell them though.
God, it's nuts.
$25 for a 1791 supply and company green logo hat.
Eat a dick. That's I'm paying to advertise for you. My God.
And that's not even some of the shit from The Blaze. You know, I mean, they've got Blaze merch, too.
Oh, my God.
He's quite the he's quite all over the place. Here's
15 minutes or an hour of time for a media empire that has a footprint of 50 million people. Something's not right with Scott Walker.
Something's not right with Scott Walker.
Oh, God, Glenn.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be careful. Something, he won't talk to Glenn. So obviously, something ain't right with that boy.
Who knew Glenn was so fucking sensitive? I mean, so what? So what? He won't do your fucking interview. Big deal.
Yeah, but, you know, Glenn wants to be on the plane.
Yeah. Doesn't Glenn understand it? That people are probably afraid to associate with you because they don't want to be perceived as fucking crazies.
Right. Well, that was kind of option one, wasn't it? That he's dodging because he doesn't want to be seen with us?
Right. That's obviously it.
Meanwhile, outside the clown car, but dipping a giant floppy-shoed toe in is a person who has hired four staffers in Iowa.
Yay.
As part of, quote, a grassroots caucus campaign exploration, who are going to work for Donald Trump.
Oh, my God.
And help set up his campaign if he decides to run for president. So he's still with this fallacy that he's going to run for president.
Now, that's a guy that would do an interview on The Blaze.
He's going, oh, God, in a heartbeat. Listen
he
to me, Glenn.
Shit.
He will visit Iowa Wednesday to meet with Republican caucuses at the Capitol in Des Moines, as well as Warren County GOP leaders at college in Indianola, Iowa.
Indianola, Iowa. Right, yeah. Because Donald Trump has a lot in common with Indianola.
He plans on self-funding his White House bid if he ends up running, which I will bet the Iowa farm that Donald Trump does not run officially for president.
Yeah, why spend that money? Yeah, come on.
This is free publicity for his ridiculous, unprecedented 12th season of The Apprentice, the best show on television.
Yeah, but dude, you're being so cynical. I mean, he did set up that office in Indianola. I mean, how much that must have cost? What?
I don't think it's official even, though.
$27?
It's like it's an official thinking about possibly the exploration of maybe possibly doing something committee.
Wow.
Because once he, like, isn't that the thing that was going on with Hillary, that she officially announced an official office, and that means that the clock is ticking.
Oh, yeah.
She's only got a certain amount of time to declare now. But
that's
I don't think this is an official announcement from the Donald.
Would it be totally insane if Rand Paul got the GOP nomination?
Oh, God. Unlikely.
Yeah. I mean, another Bush? Come on. That's just not... There's no way.
He's got the money. He's got the establishment still. And the crazies aren't... You know, I maybe even after this, a lot of people are predicting that after this upcoming election might be kind of the death throes for the Republicans for a while, because a lot of these lunatics are threatening to bail. Like, this is the last straw. If, you know, they had to put up with McCain, they had to put up with Mitt Romney, which they really didn't like. And, you know, that now they've got to have Bush ram down their throats again when they want Ted Cruz.
They want a nutball. Oh, God. Oh, God. I kind of hope they get a nutball to run.
And it's just that they're going to look at Glenn. Glenn Beck is done, right?
Oh, yeah.
He claimed he's done with the Republican Party.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think he's done with the Republican Party. He's got to go sew jeans. He's got this huge garment industry that he's trying to get a handle on.
Yeah, right. Didn't he say this?
I highly recommend run from the Republican Party. They are not good.
Right.
There you go.
Put on your Glenn Beck pajamas and run from the Republican Party.
Right. I'm sure there's Glenn Beck footwear coming down the pipe.
Oh, my slippers smell of pipe smoke and moss.
You're right.
It's delicious.
Glenn Beck on The Blaze. We got to start setting up some of that shit. Although, you know, I guess crazy sells. Right?
Crazy sells?
Yeah.
Crazy sells.
Crazy sells. Yeah, it makes money.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought it was a product you were bringing up that I should also know about called Crazy Sells. Like, sells.
Right.
That are crazy. Yes.
That's not hard to find.
Get your crazy sells at crabdiving.com.
And everything at crabdiving.com. 24/7 entertainment for your ear holes, everybody. I think it's probably about time to play the music and wrap up this hump day. And sadly, the last crab diving co-broadcast from Talkeetna, Alaska for a little while.
Yeah. It's snowing right now. It's like, I don't know how my plane's going to make it out.
Oh, you'll be fine. They're used to flying in the snow there.
Okay.
Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff here on the network. Following immediately, if you're listening live, is Democracy How? Sean Donovan's awesomely seditious kind of podcast talking about La Revolution.
Right.
Then don't forget where everything's available as a podcast, crabdiving.com on iTunes and on Stitcher. We're also all over the social medias. Go to crabdiving.com. Over there on the left is a bunch of blue buttons. Tickle them as you will. And
yes.
Head over to any of our social medias and like us, share us, spread the crabs. Brian Pfeiffer, follow his very funny Twitter, at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, also Vile.
And don't forget all your crabby needs, everybody. Crabdiving.com. Ryan, have a safe trip.
Yes. And, bye-bye, Talkeetna.
And we may talk to you en route tomorrow. Otherwise, you will join us on Friday.
Perfecto.
And bye-bye, everybody.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.